are falling into place. Sirius Spotlight's the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations and our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Northern Rivers Family of Services helps change lives by shaping the future of those they serve throughout the Capital Region and beyond. They are a family of human service agencies who work together and are committed to helping children, adults, and families. Here to tell us more, we welcome the Director of Training, Jillian Gusevich. Is that correct?
Gusevich, yes.
Gusevich. So it's not correct. Gusevich, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jeff?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. And Camp to Belong head counselor and student intern and volunteer specialist Rhonda Daniel joins us as well. Rhonda, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having us.
Very nice to have you with us. Thank you so much. All right. So, Jillian, let us begin with you. How did all this come to be? How long has this? Tell us a little bit about the organization, how long you've been around, and the work that you do.
Absolutely. I've been working for Northern Rivers, which is actually the parent company of Northeast Parent and Child Society,
yes,
and Parsons Child and Family Center, since about 2000 in the foster care system, and had the opportunity to get involved with Camp to Belong a couple of years ago when I moved out of direct practice into training. So our training unit has worked with the Camp to Belong International program since 2011 to provide an opportunity for siblings who are separated in the foster care system to spend a week together at a camp experience to really have the opportunity to experience some events such as a birthday party and other things that they generally don't get to do as a result of being separated.
So there is a lot. You do a lot. There are many, many services. And as you say, you're this kind of offshoot. So at one point, do we, metaphorically, do we come to you for help?
For Northern Rivers as
yes.
a whole? So Northern Rivers actually is able to service over 16,000 children and families in the community and a number of different programs. Kids come into foster care for a variety of different reasons. And for Camp to Belong purposes, what we focus on is being able to provide some experiences and focus less on how they got there, but more how do we provide experience now that they're here.
Let's just talk about Camp to Belong. This has been around since 2011. And so siblings that are separated by the system come together?
Correct.
In this program?
Yes. What we take referrals actually from anywhere in New York State of children who are in the foster care system and have siblings who are placed in foster care somewhere other than where they are. Anyone can send a referral to us, and the referral comes in, and we spend a week with the kids at Camp Gingacook on Lake George,
mm-hmm.
providing activities for them to be able to spend a week together to really foster that relationship and that sibling bond that they don't necessarily have the opportunity to do based on that separation.
So, Rhonda, as head counselor, what do you oversee?
So, basically, what I oversee is the day-to-day operations of the campers and what the camp will look like for that week. So, as Jillian mentioned, we do have signature activities throughout the week, one being the birthday party, which is traditionally the favorite of everyone. Because these kids are separated, they do not have an opportunity to celebrate their birthday together. So, on this day, they have an opportunity to shop for their sibling, wrap the presents. We have a birthday party. We bring in the cakes, and we're singing happy birthday to the campers as they're coming in. So they get to have that genuine interaction with each other.
Is there a meeting often between how many times are the siblings meeting each other for the first time?
Sometimes it varies. Each camper comes in differently. For the most part, most campers are seeing their siblings at least once or twice a month.
Okay. And it is, but it's something that I assume that you are, I'm trying not to use the word foster because of foster care, but you're ultimately trying to foster that relationship and to allow them time together and to do what siblings do, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Exactly.
And how can you oversee that? Because it seems like there would be a lot of emotional a lot of emotion going on, yes, it's fun, but also, you know, there's baggage there too.
Absolutely. That's correct. The campers, the counselors that come in that are with our campers throughout the week, we provide training and we support them throughout the entire week when they're working with the campers to give them the skills to be successful when interacting with campers who may be at camp for the first time. It may be their first time away from home, or they're just a little uncomfortable in the beginning. So we work with our counselors ahead of time before campers come in on what that will look like and how to deal with that.
And like most camp situations, you get over the uncomfortableness after a day or two,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then it's, how long is the camp total?
The camp is 7 days.
7 days. Yep. So, and by the end of the week, anecdotally, what is it like when you say goodbye?
So the campers are going back home to their homes with different swags that we have for the camp. So they're getting their birthday presents, they're getting their T-shirts, things of that nature. But also, one thing that they're taking back with them is the memories. These campers come in, the counselors throughout the week, we take photos of the campers, and we give them pictures on Friday to create their scrapbooks. So the campers have an opportunity to kind of reflect on the week, on the skills that they've done themselves, the skills their siblings have done, and then also just kind of reflect and say, hey, this was a great experience, and I have all these memories to take back with me.
How does the camp, Jillian, how does the camp fit into what you do overall for the other, 51 weeks of the year?
So interestingly enough, camp lasts for 1 week out of the year, but we prep for pretty much all year round.
Yeah.
So it's probably the end of October, beginning of November, when we really get into full swing around planning for the camp that happens the last week of June. So really, we spend a ton of time in terms of prep.
So let me check my calendar. So you're in like full-on crisis mode right now.
We are. Yes, we are.
Okay, good. Well, not good, but you're getting there, right?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll run this year from June 23rd through June 29th. So actually, if anyone is interested in making a referral for any campers, they can reach us and get full information about the camp at www.northernrivers.org/camptobelong.
Northernrivers.org/camptobelong, and we'll give that out at the end of the segment as well. Talk to me about that referral service, how that ultimately works. You get a name, and then what goes into it from there.
So if someone has a referral, all they need to do is email me, and they can reach us at that website, and we will help them to facilitate the process around making sure that the referral is appropriate and making sure that we can do what needs to be done. There is a small fee for camp. However, we never want someone not to send a referral based on funding. We will do our absolute best to help provide scholarships. Actually, this year we were blessed to have a donation from the Seymour Fox Foundation of $15,000, which will actually support six campers this year in their entirety to participate in the week. So they send anyone who has a referral, send that information to me. I will help them go through the process, and we will gather the information together and get the kids ready to go to camp.
And let me just, kudos to the Seymour Fox Foundation and the $15,000. And yet you still need more, right? I mean, you're still, we'll accept other donations and because it costs a lot more to keep that camp going.
Absolutely. We are actually funded completely on a volunteer basis. So the people who spend the week there with the kids and make the camp happen are all doing so on a volunteer basis. And we do have expenses, obviously, in terms of being able to provide this service to kids. It costs us about $2,400 per camper in its entirety. So how much donations we get in any given year is directly related to how many kids we can serve that year.
And if you already answered this, I apologize, but what's your cap? How many kids?
We like to look at about 35 kids if we're able to get 35 kids. But again, it's directly related to how much funding we're able to access.
Right, what you do. So, Rhonda, let me ask you this question of what you look for in a volunteer. For people who want to volunteer and serve as counselors to help with the activities and work behind the scenes, what are you looking for? Because you're looking for volunteers as
Absolutely.
Well.
Traditionally, we've had about 75 volunteers total. And those are volunteers who come up during the day, volunteers who may come up just to spend a couple hours, or who may be there for the entire week helping with our campers and the transitions they're going through day to day. So what we look for in a volunteer is anyone who's willing to give their time, basically. We have so many different things that we need done, both behind the scenes and front and center. So any skills that people have, we're willing to work with that. And we do offer the training and support for all volunteers when they're at camp.
I do know that the, one of the activities that they participate in, and we touched on this, is the Sibling Enhancement Program. Who'd like to talk about that, of how it was designed and what ultimately it does? You can draw straws. Go ahead. Rhonda, go ahead.
So basically, these are campers who do not get to see their siblings every day. When they do get to see their siblings, it's in a clinical setting. So this is an opportunity for these kids to have a traditional camp setting in a place that they probably may not have ever had a chance to go to. So us as the camp, the core team, and the volunteers help to support these campers throughout this entire week. We want them to be successful. We want them to have more visits with their sibling. So whatever we can do during that week to facilitate that, we definitely do.
And is it what then do you do? How do I put this nicely? Once the camp is over, how much overseeing do you have of that relationship and those kids once it's done?
Unfortunately, not a ton. It's one of the things that we would definitely like to be able to do more with. It's been a little bit difficult just because we are run solely on a volunteer basis. However, there are a core team of us who keep coming back every year, and we would definitely like to be able to provide some key activities throughout the year. We do, however, follow up on all campers who came the year before. The first thing that we do when we start taking referrals is refer back to them and reach out to the folks who are working with them to see whether or not they're able to come back.
And as far as just the overall foster care system, I assume you can work with the folks who made the referral and talk about the needs of the individual child.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say if anyone has a family or an individual who they're working with who's in the foster care system, or a child who's been adopted and has siblings who are still in the foster care system, that certainly reach out to me and myself, Jillian, and I will do my best to support you in getting the kids to camp.
Rhonda, how did you get to be a part of all this?
Actually, I started with Camp to Belong in 2014 as an AmeriCorps VISTA. I came on as helping with recruiting volunteers and supporting the volunteers while they're at camp, and I fell in love with it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Hmm. What is it? Do you get a sense? You know, the foster care system often gets a bad rap, and I'm wondering from your somewhat removed, only slightly removed perspective as to what you make of that and what it's like then having a week with these kids and then sending them back.
It can be difficult, but I know in that week these kids are getting the support they need. They're having a good time. They're being exposed to nature. They're being exposed to different activities that they may not have ever had a chance to do. So these kids are here, and we make the best of it. We support them along the way, and we encourage them as well.
And Jillian, in working with the foster care system as a whole, how do you find that process?
I think that the difficult thing around sending them back at the end of the week isn't so much about where we're sending them to. It's about sending them away from their siblings. So really, it's about making sure that we do our best through those signature activities to be able to support them in taking back the memories, because we know we've been able to give them during that short period of time some experiences of normalcy, which doesn't always happen with their siblings when they've been separated, and opportunities that kids who grow up in other circumstances have and can take advantage of. So we've been able to provide them with that.
So it's not too late to get involved now, either as a volunteer or if you would like to be referred to the program, right? People
Absolutely.
Can still
Absolutely.
Do that. And they can find out more information by going to northernrivers.org /camp to belong if you want information on the camp, and Northern Rivers if you want to help out with just whether it be information on how to donate, but also how to be a volunteer and so forth.
Yes,
and find out
right.
more information about you. It is northernrivers.org, northernrivers.org. And then in just a few weeks, you get to have the fun, right?
Yes.
That's right.
That's a good part. Well, we wish you well. We hope that everything goes well, and it is fun for you and for all the children as well. Links will be posted along with this interview. The link that I gave, the web address that I gave for Northern Rivers will be attached to this interview at wamc.org/roundtable as well. Rhonda and Jillian, my thanks to you and the great work that you do. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Best of luck. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishments. See more possibilities. See more promise.